A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonde UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We're taking time to pray this morning. I'd like you to join with open heart and let us pray together. Today is Wednesday. We gather together at noon, physically or virtually, to pray. Whichever is convenient for you, you join us to pray. We have been looking at the subject of sheaf. My sheaf will arise, and your sheaf is a symbol of your destiny, your business, what you represent in life. That is your sheaf. Joseph said, "My sheaf arose and stood upright." And we have established it is not every sheaf that is arising, and it is your sheaf that will arise. Your number one prayer, taken from Genesis chapter 37, verses 6 and 7, is, "Let everything that says my sheaf will not arise be consumed by fire today in the name of Jesus." Everything that is contending with the rising of my sheaf, everything that says my sheaf will not arise be consumed by fire today in the name of Jesus. My God, our God is a consuming fire, and therefore I pray that everything that is contending with my sheaf, everything that says my sheaf will not arise, be consumed by fire in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and speak to your sheaf, your destiny. My sheaf, arise and stand upright in the name of Jesus. Begin to declare like that. My sheaf, my destiny, my business, my calling, my career, arise and stand upright in the name of Jesus. I speak by prophecy to my sheaf. Arise, receive the breath of God and arise. Stand up from the ground, my sheaf, my destiny. Stand up from the ground. Take the breath of the Almighty and begin to soar, begin to fly in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Parushiada le parato seketekea lo doyo, maloshke paya nebodo, eviadosha digidebido, lea parase pedogo, yenea katoyo, malote zepita kaya lamote keju praleke to rusiaba, emborushka ba yalanede, inato soto poyolo, e barutasha de yalabada, agro doko duzabede eniato shade. Thank you, Eternal Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Your prayer number two, Genesis chapter 27, and in verse number 20, the Bible says, "Isaac asked his son, 'How did you find it so quickly, my son?' 'The Lord your God gave me success,' he replied." How did you find it so quickly, so soon? In other words, people don't find it quickly. Not every sheaf arise and stand upright very quickly. Not everyone makes it quickly. But here, Isaac asked his son, "How did you find it so quickly, my son?" And then he said, "Because the Lord your God brought it to me. The Lord your God gave me success." I want you to pray. And as I prophesy, we are going to pray that whatever you have been searching for in life and destiny, the Lord my God will bring it to you in the name of Jesus. I'd like you to lift up your voice. What is that one thing that your destiny has been looking for? Is it employment? Is it marital partner? Is it fruit of the womb? Whatever is it a job? Is it money? I'd like you to lift up your voice now and say, "Father, bring it to me in the name of Jesus. I have been looking for money. I have been looking for admission to the university. I have been trusting you for the fruit of the womb. Bring it to me in the name of Jesus. Let the Lord my God bring it." Lift your voice and pray. As I am praying for you, that the Lord my God will bring it to you. Whatever you have been looking for in life and in destiny, the Lord my God will bring it to you in the name of Jesus. I declare that this week shall be a week of solution. It shall be a week of finding. You will find that job. That job will be found. That money will be found. That letter will be found. I pray in the name that is above all names, that relationship will be established. this week and this month, the Lord, my God, will bring it to you. Everything that your destiny requires, everything that your destiny needs at this very moment that you have been looking for, the Lord, my God, will bring it to you in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to pray your prayer number 3 in Acts of the Apostles chapter 12. And in verse number 10, the scripture says, they passed the first and second guards and came to the iron gate leading to the city. It opened for them by itself. It opened for them by itself. That iron gate opened. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray declaratively with authority. Every iron gate locking me out of prosperity, locking me out of fruitfulness, locking me out of marriage, locking me out of employment, open in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and command that iron gate to open now in the name of Jesus. The Bible says it opened by itself. It opened for them by itself. Let the gate open in the name of Jesus. I pray every iron gate, Kando Brini and Desheto Kolobo, Eparushkada, shutting me out of fruitfulness, shutting me out of marriage, shutting me out of prosperity, shutting me out of employment. Every iron gate, shutting me out of fruitfulness, open today in the name of Jesus. I command you to open. In the name of Jesus, this very day, I declare in the name that is above all names that my iron gate will open, that every gate that has shut me out, that is shutting me out of progress and advancement, open for me today in the name of Jesus. By the power of the living God, let that gate open and let God's name be glorified. And so shall it be. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Your prayer number 4, you are going to lift up your voice and say, Father, let my destiny attract favor and help in the name of Jesus. Father, let my destiny attract favor and help in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let help come for me in the name of Jesus. Let my destiny be favored. Let my business be favored in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray for favor. Let my destiny attract the favor of you, the living God, and of men. Let my destiny attract help, and let the name of the Lord be glorified. So shall it be. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Your prayer number 5, I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, upon my dry destiny, let there be rain. Father, let there be rain. Let your rain fall upon my dry ground, upon my dry destiny. Let your rain fall. Lift your voice and pray. Father, upon my dry life, upon my dry destiny, upon my dry business, let your rain fall. Let heaven open. Let rain fall. My rain in its season. Let it fall, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Emalu tiagaya. Eneke alaboyale. E paratoshki. Lopra negedidiala. E barushade. Neke toloboye. Enebedusha. Let rain fall upon my dry ground, upon my dry destiny, upon my dry business, upon my dry ministry. Let your rain fall, O God. Let there be abundant rain. Let there be abundant rain. Let rain fall and let your name be glorified. Thank you, my Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. In Acts chapter 12, verse 11, this was when the angel had brought Peter out of prison and the gate had opened. The Bible says, then Peter came to himself and said, now I know without a doubt that the Lord has sent his angel and rescued me from Herod's clutches and from everything the Jewish people were hoping would happen. The Authorized King James Version says, now I know of a surety that the Lord hath sent his angels and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. I'd like you to pray, Father, cause me to exceed negative expectation concerning me. Let me exceed negative expectation of people in the name of Jesus. Let their negative expectations for me fail. Our Father, I pray that cause me, O God, by the power of your Spirit, to exceed expectations concerning me. I pray, Father, that negative expectations concerning me and my house, concerning my business, my ministry, will fail. Let it fail totally in the name of Jesus. Take me beyond the limit in the name of Jesus. Let negative expectations concerning me fail, and let your name be glorified. Thank you, my Father, in Jesus' precious name. Your prayer number 7 this morning, you are going to ask God to send his angels, angel of open doors. You are going to put them to work. The Bible says they are all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for you. And so you are going to pray, Father, let the angel of open doors open all my doors, open my closed gate. I command you, angel of open door, I send you on assignment. Go, open doors for me in the name of Jesus. Father, send me angels in the form of men. Send me men in the form of angels. Let there be angelic operations in my life and in my destiny this week, this month, and always in the name of Jesus. I pray, my Father and my God, that you will send men in the form of angels. You will send angels in the form of men to me. I put my angels to work. Go to work on my behalf in the name of Jesus. Angel of open doors, go and open my doors. Open all closed doors and closed gates in the name of Jesus. Prepare favor for me. Angels of favor, bring me divine favor. Bring me divine help in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray that the Lord will grant it according to your desires. As you have prayed this morning, may the Lord make happen for you in the name of Jesus. For this is the confidence that we have in him, that when we ask anything according to his will, that God heareth us. I ask that the God who heareth and answers prayers will answer your prayers speedily. You have asked this morning, receive by faith. You have sought this morning, begin to find, make findings now. You have knocked this morning, let the doors open and let God's name be glorified. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I invite you to join us at noon today for our prayer convocation, Moriah Prayers, 12 noon at the Light Cathedral. Come and let us pray. You may wish to join that meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contact. For your comments and questions, for your counseling needs or testimonies, get in touch with me through this number, 080-2323-2474. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.